This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Afternoon, at the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. At least we think.
Yeah. No one knows.
It's your sports bros.
We think.
Rob and Sook. I'm Rob.
Hold on, Sada. Everybody.
Big Sook's right over there.
Right. I'm following the... Tom Brady is having an auction at Sotheby's right now, and I'm watching the items end.
What do you mean he's having an...
He put up a bunch of his stuff. I don't know if he's doing this for charity or whatever, but there is a big, giant Tom Brady lot that's...
Does he need money?
I don't know. Is Tom hurting?
Well, he had that whole... crypto scam thing, the whole Sam Bankman-Fried. He was in the middle of that. Did he lose like $50 million in that?
50?
He lost millions and millions and millions. I don't know.
I mean, that's a lot, but I think...
Well, I mean, he's still Tom Brady. He's still getting $300 million for his gig.
He's getting 300 and some million for just his broadcasting gig.
And he couldn't be hurting. He bought part of the Raiders, for God's sakes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm just saying, like, there's a bunch of
stuff. Maybe when you're Tom Brady, you just have too much stuff.
When you buy into a team, don't they actually require... liquid money?
Yes.
Like, you can't just...
No, he has to stroke a check. Yeah. And it was a small piece. I mean, he's not, you know, obviously he doesn't have the money to buy an NFL team. I think, like, when Magic bought part of the Dodgers, I want to say it was, like, $15 million or something that he put in. Bill Maher talks about that. He bought a piece of the Mets years ago, and he goes, it was shockingly cheap. I think he ended up selling it because now the value is sky high. But yeah, a bunch of people now are buying little small pieces. But if you want like Tom Brady, if you want his wristband with all the play sheets from when they came back from the Atlanta Falcons, it ran you $204,000. Someone spent $204,000 on Tom Brady's wristband.
What are you gonna do with that?
I don't know. But I
Sotheby's is just
wear it. You got to wear it around,
right? Do you just like wear that out to a club?
I'm pulling up to my kid's daycare. I'm checking the plays, checking my hot routes.
Sotheby's isn't Sotheby's just an indicator of people have far too much money.
Yeah, you just got too much money.
No matter what,
he had a watch on here, and it's a $10,000 watch. You know, it's a nice watch.
What can I get it for?
Was it engraved? Did it have? Was it personalized at all?
No, it was just Tom Brady's watch. And it was matched to his wrist.
Can I get a good deal on it?
It was a $10,000 watch. No, it went for $52,000.
Ah, what?
So if you want to know what a $10,000 watch that was, all that happened was it was owned by Tom Brady, You could buy that same watch right now on the market.
Yeah, your wrist will touch where his wrist also touched.
Can I silently judge him for only wearing a $10,000 watch?
Well, he's got more watches.
Oh, you think that's his only one?
No.
Well, no, I don't think it's his only one, but why would Tom Brady waste his time with a $10,000 watch?
It's probably a gift.
I don't know. He also has a bunch of the Miele watches that are for sale right now, and there's a collection of them, and those are going to go for...
Those retail for over $1 million, right?
Yeah, they're a lot. This is part of the Tom Brady Sotheby's treasure collection. And he just broke the record for the most expensive college football jersey of all time. His Michigan, his last jersey from the 2000 FedEx Orange Bowl versus Alabama sold for $792,000.
It wasn't even that good in college. Why would you want that?
No. You just got you just spent $792,000 for a, I don't know. Like you said, what do you do? Like, you hang it on the wall, I guess.
People love Touchdown Tommy.
Yeah. His, you know, the Dunkin's, the commercial he did with Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
That outfit's for sale right now.
No, that's kick ass.
And it's signed by all of
them. Yeah, that's definitely worth $700,000.
How much is that?
It's still going on. So, as stuff is closing, that this guy is reposting it, and I'm like, oh my God.
Coming up, we will check in on the transfer portal, and we have a The More You Know segment. Coming up tonight in the club, all of the conspiracies surrounding Luigi. The latest one is great.
Oh, did you see him getting drug in by the police today?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's all yelling and screaming. And
yeah. There's a theory out there about him.
He's nuts.
There's a lot of theories out there about him.
Have you seen the main one, though?
Which one?
Well, I think there's one overriding one that has taken over. Am I wrong? Maybe I haven't seen...
I don't know. I guess I'll find out.
You're going to find out.
Yeah, this dude's an idiot.
Right here on the program.
Was he?
It wasn't even him. 6 to 7. Right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh! Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com.
He did a lot of dirties.
Number five.
We have the quarterfinals of the NBA Cup tonight.
I can't wait.
A trip to Las Vegas for the Final Four is on the line.
I'm being dead serious. Is there anyone that gives two S's about this?
Do the players get paid more?
Yeah, I think there's a little money on
for
the
this.
Line. Yeah.
So they okay. So there is an incentive.
Yeah, there's an incentive,
but barely.
Yeah. It's a little cash.
Not enough to make us care more.
Dude, their ratings are down 30% on ESPN. I mean, dude, the NBA is just...
You got a lot of problems.
Yeah, it is a snooze fest.
Halftime, Bucks lead the Magic 60-59. And then later we get the Mavericks and Thunder. And then the two other quarterfinal games are tomorrow. And that will pit Hawks, Knicks in New York, Warriors, Rockets in Houston.
The Hawks and Knicks,
the
wow.
Semifinal games will be Saturday in Vegas. By the way, a little Blazers note. Rookie Donovan Klingon has been cleared to return to the court.
Yeah, he's day-to-day.
The Blazers' next game is Friday.
That's good, because when he originally heard that, some people thought, like, you're talking January-type stuff.
Maybe it should be if you want Cooper Flagg.
Number four.
Well, they're saying now that...
You ain't getting Cooper Flagg.
You know, the trade...
Yeah, the hay's already in the bar because you messed around and won 9 games or whatever it is.
Around the corner, and people saying that several Blazer veterans are drawing interest.
Well, yeah, I'd want Jeremy Grant.
Yeah.
Yep. I've heard Robert Williams, too.
Yeah.
I think they want to get rid of Ayton, but no one wants him.
Yeah, nobody wants him.
Come on, he's dominating.
Pair of baseball notes. The Yankees get left-hander Max Fried, formerly of the Braves. Good little pitcher.
Yeah.
8 years, $218 million.
That is the fourth highest pitching contract of all time.
Yeah.
It is good right now to be a Major League Baseball player.
Yeah, it sure is. But when I see $218 million, I'm like, eh. Some guy just the other day got $735 million. you think Fried's pissed? He's like, what is this?
Like 8 for $218.
It's a bargain. $27 million a year.
Yeah, it's a tasty little deal.
Also, Major League Baseball now has a lottery for its draft, and the Mariners landed the number 3 pick.
Yes. So get ready to be disappointed, Mariner fan, in about, what, 3 years when he gets called up?
Number 1 will be the Nationals.
Jim from Maple Valley is going to be fired up.
Cowboys linebacker DeMarvian Overshown, which I contend is one of the stranger names in the NFL.
It's out of a Key and Peele skit. It just is.
Overshown.
DeMarvian?
DeMarvian Overshown.
It sounds fake.
He is a stud, though.
He's really good.
And he has three torn knee liggies.
Yeah.
And he's going to have surgery this week. He is their second leading tackler.
Yeah, well, and he's coming off already an ACL. So this is just bad news altogether. And they're saying that with this, it may put most, if not all, of 2025 into question. So it's pretty rotten.
Big one Sunday in the Battle of Pennsylvania. Steelers visiting the Eagles. Pittsburgh will be without top receiver George Pickens. He is still out with a hamstring injury.
And more importantly, A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts hate each other, which is kind of fun. We all along thought Sirianni and Hurts that hated each other. Turns out, according to Brandon Graham, although he's trying to walk it back and be like, no.
Is it possible Jalen Hurts is just hard to get along with?
I think that may be more of an A.J. Brown sort of thing, but...
Number two.
Okay.
We'll see.
Nobody ever blames the quarterback until it's Rodgers.
Yeah.
I blame Aaron Rodgers for this.
Aaron Rodgers is the problem. He really is. But receivers tend to be a little more dramatic than quarterbacks. Just
BYU lands the number one overall basketball recruit. He is out of Massachusetts. His name is A.J. DeBonsa. this is the largest NIL deal of all time, although we don't know the figures.
The Danny said, and I saw this rumor floating around a couple other places. They're saying for 1 year, basically, it's $7 million.
Yeah.
He will never attend a class. He will be in Provo for all of 6 months and will walk away with $7 million.
So he has chosen to be celibate over Alabama, Kansas, and North Carolina, where he could lay serious pipe.
But the soaking options in Provo, dynamite.
Earthquake.
And $7 million. And I guess it's being funded by Danny Ainge and Ryan Smith, the owner of the Jazz. They're like, wait, we just buy kids now? I got a couple $1 billion. Let's do this.
Let's do it. I bought Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, that's a long way to go.
Number one.
We didn't really want Cooper Flagg.
This kid's from Massachusetts.
Yeah, this kid's better.
Flagg's from Maine.
Yeah, it's too far. It's a bridge too far. We stop in Massachusetts.
More accolades for Oregon quarterback Dylan Gabriel. He was named AP Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year today. Two Oregon Ducks made the first team All Big Ten. You have Josh Connolly along the offensive line and defensive lineman Derek Harmon.
Yeah, I would have thought maybe Tez Johnson, although he missed a couple games. And not that there's not good receivers, but Tez Johnson was named second team All Big Ten.
Dan Lanning, one of nine finalists for the Eddie Robinson Coach of the Year Award, along with Kurt Cignetti, Kenny Dillingham, Kirby Smart, and others. That announcement will be December 18th.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for him to win simply because, you know, when your
expectations were already high.
But when you look at, like, what Army did, when you look at what Indiana did, you know.
Arizona State was picked to finish last in their 18-team conference, and they won the whole thing. Yeah, it might be Dillingham.
It's going
to
be probably.
Yeah, I think Cignetti's got a good shot. I mean, they only won three games.
I feel like Cignetti and Dillingham have the best shots at it.
Victorico's Mexican food is a hit with the whole family. Order in-store, online, or delivered to your door at victoricos.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victorico's. Let's check in on the transfer portal coming up next on The Fan. Yes, that's right.
My house.
I just got up to take a squirt, and of course the radio is on in the bathroom. It's cutting in and out.
Oh, boy.
So things are going great.
Thanks a lot, Peter.
Peter, the renegade engineer who somehow thought it a good idea to work on our signal while we were on the air.
That's like horseradish.
Jesus.
An Odyssey station.
Checking in on the transfer portal.
Everyone's in it?
Not everyone.
Feels like everyone's in it. Lot of players.
Well, there are a lot of players, but it is most definitely not everyone.
I was.
If it were everyone, that would be kind of fun.
Yeah, there was a. I saw this and I had to confirm that this was real. And indeed, it is.
I saw this.
Yeah. And Dusty, who coaches high school, and then I got a buddy of mine whose kid plays like on a football travel team. And he said, this is a real thing that like. These travel teams and parents are doing.
I couldn't believe it, especially when you read the vitals.
No, it is a real thing. There is a 6-year-old who has entered the transfer portal for the under 6 league that he plays in.
Oh, come
with,
on.
No.
With youth football transfer
youth
portal.
Youth football transfer
portal. Very serious.
It is a real, it is absolutely a real thing. Yeah, this kid, he's 4'4". He weighs 49 pounds. He's a running back, quarterback, safety. He's a 5-star.
Wait, 49 pounds?
Yes.
What a stud.
Yes, and he would like to take this opportunity to thank the West Oakland Jags.
He goes by Juice, doesn't
this
he?
Is yeah,
he goes,
not real. Yeah,
no, it is real. This is confirmed.
No, there's no way.
It is real. Yeah, he goes by Juice. He says he wants to thank the organization for letting me play on their 6U tackle football team during the 24 season. It has been a great experience, and I truly am appreciative of the support opportunities. With that being said, I have decided to enter the transfer portal with 1 year of eligibility remaining to play for the 6U league for the 2025 season. Thank you again for everything, and I look forward to what the future holds.
And if you haven't seen it, he's got a banging graphic to go with it.
That's 50% stupid.
And he's wearing his team, the Jags, wear duck helmets for some reason. I don't know. They're wearing the Oregon duck helmets.
The Hot Boys Jags.
Yeah, the Hot Boy Jags. And then he's got all of the offers from all the teams that are recruiting him, and then it says, where will I go? I can confirm this is a real thing that these kids are doing.
Can I ask why?
Well,
I mean, what?
Yeah, you got to put it out there, man.
Who's winning? What is the current?
Better opportunities, God's will, lots of things.
Yeah, why would you want to play for the Jags when they're not winning titles, man?
In fact, he has an offer from another Jags.
Yeah. Yeah, there is another Jaguar team.
Actually, two other Jags, it appears.
Yeah. Yeah, come on, man. He's got an offer from the Outlaws? Are you kidding me? He's got an offer for the Bulls? Yeah.
Got an offer from the Polk Elite?
Yeah, what are we doing? What do you mean, what are we doing? Juice got to take advantage of this now, man. When he's only got 1 year before he has to move to the above six. Welcome to the world of football, brother.
Mm.
Oh, my buddy showed me the team page for the elite team that he plays on, and I don't want to call him out.
He plays on an elite team?
Yeah, his kid plays on one
of
these.
His kid.
And he showed me their Instagram page. Because I tweeted out, I was like, this can't be real. I said, I want this to be real. And he goes, yeah, this is real. And he showed me their Instagram page, and it is is littered with stuff like this.
What does that mean? What do you mean? Give us an example.
Okay, I got to pull it up. Hold
on. Hee-hee, Magic Johnson.
There is all kinds of these posts from different parents and teams. And again, I got to be careful because I don't want to out the team. Because his kid plays on it.
Why not?
It's some of the most ridiculous crap you've ever seen in your entire life.
Like hype videos and stuff?
Videos, rankings.
rankings of what?
Rankings of players, rankings of teams. It's a whole thing. I'm going to try to find the rankings ones.
Do they rank the top five parents who bring the best food after the game?
This is the top 10, 12 under rankings that they're.
Who's number one?
That would be the Benson Bruins.
Nah, that's not who I have number one.
You have the LA Chiefs, do you?
Nope.
Sorry about that.
They suck.
Yeah, and I mean,
they're so stupid. Okay, well, anyway, USC loses another one. They're having a bit of a problem holding on to their players.
Another five-star kid bolted.
Down there. Quentin Joyner left Monday. He's their running back. And Deuce Robinson, the tight end, has left now.
Yeah. I mean, it's a rough go.
I cannot explain what the hell's up at USC. Is it just the fact that they don't have NIL?
I think the NIL thing didn't quite work. There's no momentum there.
Well, what do you mean the NIL thing didn't work? From what I understand, they just have not...
Yeah,
really invested in.
They, I think they were kind of behind the eight ball, and they're trying to play catch up. And I think they thought that that it would be more robust, and the support would be there. And I think the people that hit the ground running in NIL that had well organized collectives just got out ahead of it, and now everyone else is trying to play catch up. I mean, one of the things that I've heard about, like with Oregon and Phil Knight, is that not that Phil just is the end all the be all when it comes to spending, but that Phil got ahead of that and got with some of his contract people and got the NIL and said, this is the way that it needs to be done. These are the sorts of things that you do to sign athletes, because obviously he's used to signing athletes. And so that it was as much of his expertise in doing deals with athletes as it was just him opening a checkbook that got that going, where a lot of these other places had their head up their ass and are still playing catch up. And now there's no momentum behind it, and you're not winning, and it's not viewed as a cool program, and you're just getting drilled right now on the West Coast. You can't keep anyone.
That's crazy. Who will be the new Kyle McCord? Or perhaps Bo Nix. Because, you know, it's funny, because you're going to, because I know you, mm-hmm. you're going to dump on Jackson Arnold. He's the Oklahoma quarterback who hit the portal.
Yeah.
But you got to remember, there have been a lot of quarterbacks who have, there have been quarterbacks who have entered the portal who get dumped on because they were not very good at their previous team.
Yeah.
And they go somewhere else.
Kyle McCord's the best example of
and
it.
And sling it. Well, I think Bo Nix is.
Yeah.
But think about how we were talking about Bo Nix before he got to Oregon.
Kyle McCord was being talked about like he was an absolute piece of dung.
Well, we also watched the game where he threw three pick sixes in a
Kyle McCord
game
just
or whatever,
didn't look like a good quarterback.
Bo Nix was more of, hey, we just need a fresh start here, and it just didn't quite work out at Auburn. Dylan Gabriel obviously was very well thought of. But yeah, I mean, this happens all the time where one man's trash is another man's treasure. And this is the thing we don't realize, is that a lot of these kids get better, and playing in a good system can look at Sam Darnold in the NFL, for God's sakes. And so, yeah, I wouldn't write off any of these kids. I mean, there's a reason why you were a five-star kid. I mean, Jackson Arnold, they moved on from Dylan Gabriel for this Jackson Arnold kid. And, you know, Oklahoma had no sense of itself top to bottom. So I don't know how much of that is on Jackson Arnold. I don't know how much of that is on Oklahoma, but someone's going to take a crack at this kid, because at one point he was viewed as being great.
Yeah, so Jackson Arnold, they're saying, is visiting Auburn this week.
Yeah.
Something to keep an eye on there. Another quarterback that's in the portal that was really good. He had a good year. This guy isn't even bad. He was just at North Texas, and he's transferring. Chandler Morris is his name.
Yep.
He is visiting Oklahoma State today.
And these are the ones that I would say to keep an eye on, because, you know, you're going to get a lot of these guys that, unfortunately, now these smaller schools, the North Texases, and by the way,
the Liberty kid too, that Caden Salter, he's in the portal. People really like him as a dual threat guy.
Yes. You are now going to see all of these schools just become feeder schools. And to a lesser extent, even the Northwestern has one of the best offensive linemen in the country, all Big Ten. He's in the portal. So it's not just the North Texases of the world, but if you're an All-American at Northwestern, why are you at Northwestern?
Well, I saw like one of the higher graded defensive backs out of Michigan State is in the portal. I mean, Michigan State's a big conference school, but he's like, this ain't the place.
No. So this is just, this is going to become the norm. And, you know, some of this talent is going to get spread out, and some of it's going to end up on certain teams. But I think what it's going to do is really hurt the middle of the road. Arkansas lost one of their best offensive linemen. They lost their best tight end. I mean, Arkansas is a solid program, but again, if you're a star at Arkansas and you're sitting there and you're like, why do I want to win four games when I can go make more money at Georgia or Tennessee? Kentucky lost their big wide receiver. They lost one of their best defensive linemen that's in there. I mean, this is just this is going to be really hard for some of these programs in the future.
Somebody's asking who Kyle McCord is. Well, he was the guy at Ohio State that they ran out of town.
Yep.
They replaced him with Will Howard, and Will Howard and Kyle McCord have literally the exact same quarterback rating.
Yeah.
The same guy. Kyle McCord did not look very good at Ohio State, but he went to Syracuse, and this year
9-3.
He has the most yards of any quarterback in the country. He threw for more yards than Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders.
Right.
So, and he looks really good.
Yeah.
So so we got to be careful. Like, it didn't work out for Jackson Arnold at Oklahoma. It was not good, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
He's a good get.
Yeah.
And so we'll see where he lands. You know, as for Oregon, it's a little early to be talking about who they're going to pull out of the portal, but you know they're doing all that right now, pouring over all that. But they are linked to the USC kid, Bear Alexander. He's the defensive lineman who, I forget where he was initially.
He was at Georgia.
Was he at Georgia? Yeah. And then he didn't play much at USC for some reason. It was a weird tenure there.
And he was a kid that basically quit because he didn't want to burn a year. So he walked away from the USC program. He's a guy that has never quite put it all together, was a really big recruit, and is waiting for someone to kind of, to kind of maybe see the untapped potential.
Yeah, so he is supposedly going to be visiting Eugene later this month.
Yeah.
And the other one that they're linked to, and I think some people think this is already a done deal, is that Jontae Cook, the wide receiver from Texas.
Yep.
He is leaving Texas, and it sounds like he will be headed to Oregon, but that's not official yet.
And he was the one that him and Sarks said supposedly they're parting at mutual ways. But when you look at the transfer portal, again, it's not how you build your team, but boy, you can supplement. And One of the things that I think Oregon has done better than just about anyone in the portal is they don't miss a lot. I mean, portal can be hit and miss.
It's not just evaluating talent, it's evaluating fit.
Look at what their entire secondary, by the way, this year was basically portal kids. And from Savage to Muhammad.
Three out of five were brand new.
And were great. Harmon, they're not here.
Brandon Johnson came in out of Rice, I think.
Yeah, Caldwell, absolute studs in the portal. Evan Stewart in the portal hit. Bucky Irvin was in the portal and hit. Was it Cornelius or Connolly, or did they both come? One of them was the portal, and one of them, I think, was
Cornelius was the portal.
Cornelius was
because I think portal. He was like Rhode Island or something.
Yeah, Rhode
like
Island. One of your starting linemen. I mean, they have done a Jordan Birch, right? South Carolina. Yep. Dylan Gabriel, Bo Nix, they have done an unbelievable job. And I'm sure there's some portal kids that have been misses, but boy, you can't think of many. They have absolutely been lights out in their evaluation process and bringing those kids and incorporating it into the program. And now you're bringing in the depth with the recruiting classes, and that's how the portal needs to be used.
Yeah, Cook is not very big, right? He's kind of a little speedster, the wide receiver from Texas.
Yes, I think he's a worthy sort of guy.
Yeah, and they're saying I've got him. This is On Three's rankings. They've mm-hmm. got him 15th of all the players in the portal.
Yeah.
The number one guy in the portal right now is that wide receiver from Georgia Tech, Eric Singleton.
Yeah,
and they're saying he's either going to go to Georgia or Auburn.
And there's a couple wide receivers, right? Because you got Singleton, you got the kid out of Oklahoma that I think people are pretty high on. There's the Micah Hudson out of Texas Tech is a wide receiver. There's some good receivers. And then the Tulane quarterback.
Oh, the Ducky's linked to Hudson.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's some. Well, if you're a transfer quarterback or a transfer receiver. Oh, and by the way, we forgot to mention another kid out of the portal. 3-star kid. That Tez Johnson turned out to be pretty good.
Oh, yeah, him. If you're Trayshawn Holden, too, out of Bama.
Yeah, Trayshawn Holden. Tez was at Troy.
Oh.
So if you're a quarterback or a wide receiver in the portal, you might like, and this goes back to the thing. Everyone's like, when Lincoln Riley got there, and I was of this ilk, I was like, why wouldn't you want to go play for Lincoln Riley? If you're a quarterback or a receiver, and remember, they got Caleb Williams and they got Jordan Addison. By the way, both turned out to be great players. Obviously, first round picks and, you know, Heisman Trophy and all that stuff. But if you're a receiver or a quarterback right now in the portal and you can choose where to go, why would you pick USC over Oregon? More money at Oregon, better situation at Oregon. And you look at the track record for transfers and what they're doing, why would you go play it? Unless you just like California, then by all means. But why would – I don't understand if all things are equal, anyone would choose right now.
More money, more exposure, better chance at a trophy.
Can't Oregon really kind of pick its quarterback?
It certainly feels
from the
that
portal.
Way. Yes,
I mean,
considering what they've done with Nix and Gabriel, yeah. If Lanning and Stein want you, yeah, that'd be pretty good.
That Malik Murphy left Duke, dual threat quarterback.
Yeah,
he's in the portal.
I'd say just again, keep an eye on the Tulane kid, who had a really nice year, and
they're saying though he's going to stay down towards the ACC, the SEC country.
Yeah, we'll see. Again, money. Yeah,
money talks.
Money talks, and so does a national championship.
I'm also not used to this practice yet. Like, I saw that one of the best players from South Carolina, their edge rusher, is staying. They announced that he's staying with his $1.5 million NIL deal.
That's nice.
I think the South Carolina quarterback also entered the portal as well.
Okay.
So another one that stinks. And, like, South Carolina went, what, 9-3 this year and was a borderline playoff team. And can't keep their kids. Because again, money is equal. Like, South Carolina can pay kids, but so can everywhere else. And it's just, this is the reality of the situation.
But a lot of places, these are guys that aren't playing or they're beat out on the roster.
Sure.
Or,
and that's fine.
That's the vast majority of them.
But what stinks is when you grow and develop a kid.
Yeah, the North Texas thing.
The North Texas thing. Again, I bring up South Carolina, I bring up Tulane, and you're just not going to be able to keep those kids. Which is why, like, kudos to Boise State, by the way, for finding a way to hold on to Ashton Jeanty. You wonder, though, if he had another year, because obviously he's going pro. Like, if he had to stay for another year, I'm guessing Boise doesn't hold on to Ashton Jeanty.
I don't know. It sounds like he's kind of wired a little different.
Yeah, he was a nice player. I think there may be some serious cash coming his way. Although, you know, he's going to be in the College Football Playoff, so maybe he is wired differently. I think it's just going to be hard for, going to be very hard for those schools.
All right, there's a check of the latest on the transfer portal.
And it's officially open. I think today was the day that it officially opens, which is just...
It's Monday.
Is it Monday?
Yeah.
Isn't it so stupid, by the way, that we're...
Yeah, right in the middle of the...
Well, we don't
have anything else to talk about because the stupid playoff doesn't start for 8 weeks.
Yeah. It just we're in the middle of a championship tournament. And
but we're
like,
not, though. It doesn't start for 3 weeks.
Yeah, but... like
two weeks.
You've got kids from teams that are in the tournament that are transferring.
Listen, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying, I kind
of
like it.
Surprise, surprise, Lane Kiffin railed against it today.
He called it
one of the dumbest things.
And it is dumb.
By the way, I thought, did you...
I like free agency.
Dillingham had a cool thing where Dillingham said, hey, anyone that wants to go in the portal, do not wait. Go now, and you can still stick around and finish this run with us, which I thought was a really...
That's smart.
That was a smart thing.
Yeah.
He's saying, look, I want you guys to go someplace and we will help you find a landing spot. But if you want to be a part of this, we can find a place for you. And then you finish this thing out with us. And I thought that was a really emotionally, well, and just, it was a mature way and maybe it's the best way to handle it. I just don't know how many coaches would do that.
It's the best way because because they're in the playoff.
Yeah.
They need every one of them.
They need every one of them.
So if they want to transfer, hey, that's cool, but come back and, hey, we need you.
Yeah.
For the game.
Yep.
So that's, I would think that more coaches would do that. I don't know why they wouldn't. It's smart.
Because coaches are butthurt.
Yeah. Cam Ward is saying that he's going to play in the bowl game
for
Miami,
yeah,
which is a bit of an upset. Yep. Shedeur Sanders is playing.
And I think Deion said originally that Sanders and Hunter both were going to play in the bowl game.
Which is great.
Hunter shouldn't.
Hunter should not.
I mean, Shedeur really shouldn't either, considering where his draft stock is.
I wouldn't play in anything.
I mean, I like it, but...
And of course, Genty is, because they're in the tournament.
Yeah,
but, all right. We'll keep you posted, because there's going to be more and more every day.
Yep.
New dudes in. Dudes signing at Oregon.
Every day. More bodies will enter.
Every damn day. Coming up next, The More You Know. Here's Buck.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, nice to have you on. These are rather random, but it's just a little segment we're going to call The More You Know.
Sports is
that
sports.
Used to be those like PSA. Yeah.
NBC, right?
I think so, yeah.
Did you know that there is a kicker in the NFL right now who could break the record for field goals made in a season this season?
You know I can't say I didn't. Is he on pace then?
Yeah. Yeah. He's got 36. The record is 44 set by David Akers of the Niners in 2011.
David Akers?
Yep.
I had no idea. It is interesting, though, that when you look at the scoring leader every year, it's always a kicker.
So do you know who it is?
I'm trying to think of who's been good kickers.
Is it Brandon Aubrey?
The Cowboys, no.
Fairbairn's been good. Boswell's been good.
Ooh, Boswell's a good guess.
That's the Pittsburgh kicker.
You got it.
Boswell?
It's Boswell. Chris Boswell of my Steelers. And their potent offense.
And that's kind of the thing. It kind of helps when your offense is okay. It's got to be good, but not great.
That's why I said Brandon Aubrey, because I'm like, the Cowboys been sputtering offensively, but he's pretty good.
That's why I was thinking Fairbairn, too, because the Texans will shoot themselves right in the D.
There is a quarterback who could break the NFL season completion percentage record this season. Did you know that?
Sports is sports. No, I did not know that.
Yeah, football is football.
That's kind of
the best part of football is football. And so you got to do football.
Who is doing this football?
Apparently he's doing football better than everybody.
Well, completion percentage? That's not everything. But
touchdowns and yards is Burrow, but I'm guessing that's not.
No,
I'm guessing that's not going to be Burrow.
So the previous record holder, Drew Brees, 74.4. This guy right now is at 74.5.
I have a good feeling on this because he had a stretch there where I think it was like 3 or 4 games where he had as many touchdowns as incompletions.
Yeah, and I know where you're going.
That is my man, Jared Goff.
Jared who?
Jared Goff.
Jared who?
Jared Goff.
Golf. Golf.
No.
No.
That's incorrect. Oh.
Someone's got better completion percentage than golf, huh?
Than golf, yeah.
Yeah.
Not golf. I don't know who golf is, but golf.
Bite me. What about
golf?
I'm trying to think of who else. And so you didn't say his Burrow. It's not going to be like Sam Darnold, is it? It's going to be something dumb like that because it's
kind of. Well, I mean, kind of and kind of not. It's Tua.
Oh.
Yep.
You're right out of town.
Tua can break the NFL. A single season completion percentage record this year, if he keeps the current pace.
And doesn't die. Can we all admit, finally, that Tua is a really good quarterback? I know he gets hurt, but
Really good?
Look, you've seen their offense without him. It's the worst thing you've ever seen.
Really good?
Yes. It's really good. He stands to break the... What's his... Now I got to look
completion percentage is...
What's his quarterback rating?
I don't know. You look it up. You're the one trying to sell me on him.
He's really... I didn't say great.
You said really good.
I said really good.
And I don't know if I can go really good. I think he's good. How about that? Not really good. He's good.
Do you like him or do you like him like him?
I just like him.
You just like him.
I don't like him.
Okay, here he is. 2024.
Yeah.
73.8.
Yeah.
2,500 yards, but again, he's been hurt. Almost 8 yards per completion.
73.8, it must have gone down since that must have been from before this last game.
73.8, 2,500 yards, almost 8 yards of completion.
What's his QBR?
17 touchdowns, 4 picks, and he has a quarterback rating of 107.4.
Yeah, that's good.
And look, I understand that a lot of that is system and he's got great guys around him, and I'm the first one to say that I think the Dolphins are paper tigers because when they play better teams, they don't win. But they beat up, they're like kind of Chip Kelly's offenses. They beat up on average teams. But his last 3 years, he has had a quarterback rating of 105, 101, and 107. Injuries, yes. He doesn't finish seasons. But when healthy, Tua in that offense is really good. They're just limited because their team isn't very good.
He's good.
I don't like you when you're dismissing my guy Tua.
No, you said he's really good, and really good. I can't get that.
That's like horseradish.
I can't get that really word in there. I just can't.
I'm almost, give me Justin Herbert all day. I'm on the verge of saying really, really good, but I'm not.
Nah.
Saying really good.
Yeah. See, you know.
I think Tua has shown us really good. I think right now Tua is good.
Yeah. See,
you
Buck agrees with me.
Sons of bitches.
In your face.
Doesn't mean he couldn't go back to really good, but.
What do you think about that, bitch?
107. 107 rating.
Yeah. That's a little. I mean, come on. Who had
let's see where that ranks.
Well, also, I mean, you always pull out the Mike McDaniel stats that he never beats any winning teams.
He does not.
So how many of those Tua stats are coming against bad teams?
And what did I say? I said that they're a little bit of paper tigers because against the better teams, they don't have the run game, they don't have the scheme. You can bog them up. It's a little bit like an air raid system that when you have the personnel to defend it, it can get slogged down. By the way, he's fifth in quarterback rating behind Lamar.
What about pretty good?
No, he's really good.
But Sam Darnold's third, you know, and are you saying he's a very good quarterback?
See, Sam Darnold is more of a product of what is being around him than Tua is. You could remove Sam Darnold and put a lot of things in there.
Well,
I don't think you could do that down in Miami.
That's fair, but my point is that just because you're in the top five in QBR does not mean you're a very good quarterback. Well, it doesn't. You just said it. Yeah. Sam Darnold isn't. And he's in the top five. He's actually higher than Tua.
I will give you that.
I mean, Russell Wilson, sixth.
I will give you that.
Everybody
Mr.
craps all over him.
I will give you that. Circumstances around the NFL goes a long way in determining, you know, your overall play.
Is Baker very good or just...
He's good.
Good.
He's good.
See, I put... Yeah, Tua's better than Baker.
He is.
Is Carr very good?
No.
Because those guys both Carr's have...
Is Carr even good?
Well, they both have over 100 quarterback rating.
I think Carr is okay.
You know what's interesting is like...
Maybe quarterback rating isn't good.
Right. Well, what's interesting is that the two at the top are Lamar and Goff, and they're just amazing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But then you look at some of the quarterbacks we consider to be the best, mm-hmm. and they're not in the top 10. They don't have a QBR of 100. I'm talking about Purdy, Herbert, Stafford... You know, and Mahomes.
And what's interesting is I would say, now I got to pull up Herbert and see where, because this may prove your point. I may be making your point for you here with Justin Herbert. Because, you know, I have been, I'm going to say I've been critical. I just think sometimes Herbert gets a free pass. So okay, it's not that much different than years past. This is by far Justin Herbert, and he's got the least help around him. He doesn't outside of Ladd McConkey. He doesn't have a receiver. The run game is spotty.
Johnson's pretty good when he catches the ball.
When he catches the ball, I mean, my God, this is Justin Herbert's best year. What Justin Herbert is forced to do. There are not many guys that could be dumped into what the Chargers are asking him to do and have this sort of success. Justin Herbert is kind of having to do a little bit of the Patrick Mahomes, where it's like, hey, man. We're going to try to keep this game close, and then I need you to put a Superman cape on. I mean, Justin Herbert may... Where did you say he ranked in quarterback? Because he said he
was like 13th. He was under 100.
Okay, Justin Herbert right now
13th.
He is playing top four quarterback in the league.
Well, and...
And to your
well,
point,
what about Stafford?
The rating is not there.
Everybody's hurt around Stafford, and all that guy does is put up points.
Yeah.
And throw tutties. Yep. He's 14th.
Yes, he's criminally underrated.
So the idea of quarterback rating,
that is a valid point. I will give you that.
It does mean that they're playing well within their own system.
Yes,
much like Darnold and Tua are doing.
Yeah, and I do want to see what the market is for Sam Darnold. If you're Minnesota, do you just say, hey, it's the J.J. McCarthy show? Do you try to get him on a Geno Smith sort of deal and just tell J.J. to sit and wait? Or does someone come along and offer Sam Darnold stupid money to where he can't turn it down? And if he does that, does he end up in a place without one of, if not the best play caller in the NFL, without two of the best receivers in the NFL, an elite O-line, and does he go right back to being the old Sam Darnold?
Tell you what, if I'm a GM... I'm not touching Sam Darnold.
I touch him if I had this system around that he could thrive in, and if I could get him at a good number. I personally like the Geno Smith, Baker Mayfield deals. I think are great deals because I can assemble a really good team around those guys. But if he wants 40 plus million, thanks for coming. Someone else's problem. Because as good as Sam Darnold has played, I'm telling you, there are five to six plays every game where Sam Darnold goes old Sam Darnold and tries to give games away.
But I will tell you, though, and I know that deep down you'll agree with this, I'm going to give you three teams right now that are not going to win the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. They are Seattle, Tampa Bay, and Minnesota.
Yes.
So, and that would be why I don't care.
That you, in order to win with a quarterback like that, you truly have to have a special team around them.
All right. I've got one more on The More You Know. Do you like golf?
I do.
I have a golf NBA stat.
Golf.
Okay.
Tom Brady's watch just sold for $1.1 million.
The $10,000 watch?
No, this was Tom Brady's Paul Newman, John Player special. Worn during the 2023 season.
What is he doing? Why doesn't he just... I want more info on this. Hard up for money?
He's got like 17 watches for sale in this auction, and I'm watching them as they close, and this was...
Is he just doing that thing we oftentimes do where we get in our closet and we're like, you know what? I need to clean some of this stuff
up. It feels like he has way too much stuff, and it's worth millions. Yeah. So he's like,
fine, I'll just sell it.
I can hawk some of this meaningless stuff to me and make a quick 15 milli.
All right, one more next on The Fan. Well, we're cruising along. No thanks to Peter. Club 1080 coming up next. Peter, the rogue engineer. He's hurting us bad.
Freaking A. By the way, the Tom Brady hat that he wore on the podium for his last Patriots Super Bowl, $42,000.
God.
That's an ugly hat, too, isn't it?
It's a terrible looking hat. I mean, it's awful.
This is the first year the NFL has made hats that are actually good looking.
Yeah.
First year ever.
Yeah, it's just atrocious.
And it's hard to display hats. So, like, what are you going to do? Wear it? What are you going to do with this $40,000 hat?
$42,000?
Yeah.
So here's my last, The More You Know.
Yeah.
So the first one was, we have a kicker who is about to, or is on pace to set the record for most made kicks in a season. Chris Boswell of the Steelers. Keep an eye on that.
Okay.
Hot kicking news. Mm-hmm. We have a quarterback who is close to Drew Brees' record for single season completion percentage, and that is Tua Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa.
And the third, The More You Know, is since February 1st, Scotty Scheffler of golf fame.
Can you please say it appropriately?
I don't know what you mean.
I like when you say Scotty Scheffler with the accent.
Scotty Scheffler.
It just makes me happy. Thank you.
He has as many wins as the Washington Wizards of the NBA.
Get right the hell out of town. That's kind of a fun little number.
That's insane.
How many wins is that?
Do I need to repeat? Scotty Scheffler is a golfer.
Yes, he is.
It is very hard to win one golf tournament, much less nine.
Apparently, it's very hard to win NBA games.
He has won nine tournaments since February 1st in 19 starts.
Oh, my God. I just looked up the Wizards' record.
The Washington Wizards, since February 1st, are 9-48.
Yeah. This season, they're 3-19.
9-48 since February 1st.
Which is more alarming, that or the fact that the 1995 Builder Square Alamo Bowl that Tom Brady did not play in but got a jersey from sold for $192,000?
I think I'm more alarmed by the Scheffler.
A non-played-in game-used jersey?
That was the 1994 Builder Square Alamo Bowl. He did not take a snap.
Suk, what's the coolest thing on that list? If there was one thing that you would just want to have, what have you seen so far?
Well, it's all stupid.
I know.
His cufflinks are kind of cool.
There you go.
He got, when he won his fourth Super Bowl, he had custom-made New England Patriots Super Bowl cufflinks with the four trophies. That went for $66,000. That's kind of cool. Because at least then you could wear those.
They're usable.
Usable. I mean, that's kind of a cool flex, right? Like you're dressing up for an event and someone's like, dude, what's up with those cufflinks?
Those cufflinks are great. Oh, yeah, they were Tom Brady's.
Yeah, Tom Brady's Super Bowl cufflinks, bitch. I mean, other than that, it's just a bunch of dumb crap. Someone, the famous video of him running at the combine where he's just, you know, in the
6 seconds or whatever it is.
Yeah. So that the shirt that he wore that you get for going to the combine, that he was actually QB1 at that combine. And by the way, I went to the combine the year after him. It's just it's a Reebok, like dry fit, crappy shirt. My daughter still wears mine. Just cheap, you know, $144,000 someone bought that for. And he ran the slowest of any 40 of any QB at that draft. And someone spent $144,000 on a 30-year-old ratty-ass t-shirt.
What do you think if I went up into the stands at that combine and I told all those coaches sitting there watching Tom Brady run this slow-ass 40, I said, you want, guys, you're looking at the greatest of all time. I'll see myself out now.
Yeah.
How many of them, I mean, they would laugh, right?
Every single one of them. They would laugh at your ass.
And yet, that would have been true.
If someone was smart, they would have been like, hey, Tom, can I have that combine t-shirt you're wearing? And then if you would have sat on it for 25 years, you right now would have $144,000.
There's so many things like that. If you're watching The Apprentice back in 2001, you would have been like, that guy's going to be the president?
Yeah.
No way.
That's right.
I mean.
That's right. This is why we should stop trying to predict.
Or watching The Rock turn heel on like Monday Night Raw. It's like, oh, no, that's going to be the biggest movie star in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, like, those are both really good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of things like that.
The Trump one is pretty.
Yeah.
that's pretty, like, what the hell?
Yeah, I mean, seriously, like, of those three things, what is the most shocking, like, at the time?
Honestly, the Trump thing, I'm still like, I'm still trying. He's for the second time.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to process that. But
Tom Brady, like if I told you Tom Brady was going to be the greatest of all time, he wasn't even good in college.
No, he was a part-time starter at Michigan. That would be like saying, I mean, I'm trying to think of who.
At least with the Trump thing, you could see, well, people know him. He's a rich old white guy. You know, Yeah, I mean,
really? He clearly has something that resembles charisma to some people.
Oh, yeah, like you could see. I mean, it's not a bridge that far. Whereas the Brady thing, I mean, that'd be like saying.
I'm trying to think of who would be a.
Brock Purdy? Like Purdy?
Yeah,
if I told you before the draft, Brock Purdy's going
to
be
the next great thing or the next, the one to challenge Tom Brady for the GOAT status or whatever.
Shut up. You know nothing.
Still, the most incomprehensible thing of my lifetime, and I'll go to my grave saying this, is the Kardashians. You think about that I mean, I think it's Joe Rogan that does the bit on that if you had to explain to an alien who's the most famous woman on the planet and you said Kim Kardashian and they were like, why is she famous? And you'd be like, well, there was a football player who murdered his wife and one of his lawyers had a daughter who was then not really known, but then was going to hang out with the daughter of a guy that owns a bunch of hotels, but wasn't famous. And then that she was going to have sex with like a D-list celebrity who was only really famous because he was the brother of a B-list R&B star. And then the mom was...
She would leak the whole thing.
And then the mom was going to put the tape out herself. And then that she was then going to become worth over $1 billion and become the most famous woman on the planet. That is...
And at one point in time, marry the biggest rapper in the world.
Yes. That is the... Long, like, what in the hell thing that has ever happened in my entire life, and I'm convinced that nothing will ever top it.
Apples and oranges, but I think about Schwarzenegger like that all the time. Started as this bodybuilder from Austria, and comes over, he's the governor of the biggest state in the union.
He didn't speak...
After being a movie star in the middle?
He lifted weights, didn't speak the language. By the way, lifting weights, bodybuilding was not...
Austrian bodybuilder becomes California governor with... Hollywood career in between. Yeah,
bodybuilding was not a sport. Came over, made it a sport, became the greatest of all time. His first acting role was Hercules, and they had to dub his voiceover because it was so bad. Like you said, biggest movie star, married a Kennedy, and then became the governor of California. It's pretty good.
It's the American dream, man.
And then knocked up an ugly housekeeper.
Whoops. I don't think you need to call her ugly.
Yeah, that's true, but...
kind of mean.
Well, it was kind of mean, but at the same time, it's like when we heard Made and Schwarzenegger,
America,
and
yeah!
like I had a. Then you saw her, you're like, what?
You weren't thinking about just the person who was there. You're yeah. thinking Hot Maid.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, Hot Maid.
Yeah. yeah. Well, she probably wouldn't qualify as that, but.
No.
You know. Convenient.
It's like when you saw the Hugh Grant, like, hooker, you're like, what? Really?
But then I've not actually seen that hooker. I just know that the person he cheated on yeah. was Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah.
Who's she with now?
Good question.
I love her.
She's great.
Who doesn't?
How old is she now?
She's got to be
probably doesn't matter.
Mid-50s. She looks
great.
90.
You think Hugh Grant really cares? I think he's doing fine.
Well, no.
Yeah.
That Hugh Grant cheating on Elizabeth Hurley was when we all, well, at least in my lifetime, it was kind of a seminal moment of, oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's never all perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like when Brad Pitt got with Angelina Jolie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is this?
At she the is time, 59.
At the time, that was really wild and out there. You know?
Yeah.
But what it made us realize is that, well, okay, when you're Brad Pitt, you know, you want, I mean, you've been through all the, you know what I'm trying to say? Yeah.
You've been
trying to be nice.
Yeah, I know. You've
all the hots,
you settle on.
You want something a little different.
Yeah. By the way, Elizabeth Hurley is married to a Indian billionaire, just in case you were wondering.
What's his name?
He's a textile heir named Arun Nayar, who's actually kind of a handsome guy.
No, and they divorced in 2011.
Oh.
So that was after Hugh Grant, and then she got a third husband, Shane Warne, and that only lasted 3 years also. They divorced in 2013.
See, she must be insufferable.
So she's three times divorced.
Hmm. She's probably as bad as Halle Berry.
Or she likes to go prowling on the town, too.
It's possible. She looks great, though. For 59, whew.
All right. Is it really him? Next on The Fam.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.